Welcome to the Advocate Series. This is a series dedicated to tackling some of the real issues in the workplace that hold us all back. This is where we can turn discussion into action, where we can walk the talk for inclusion and equity together. Are we good advocates for ourselves? Do we truly know how to best represent ourselves? Furthermore, how well do we advocate for those around us? Listen more to hear advice from some of the best advocates across the financial technology space. Today we are talking about pay. When should you ask? What should you ask? And as a manager, what should you be considering? There's lots to think about, and here are some of the tips that are often overlooked.
So I like to stay really fact-based. So I do a lot of prep beforehand. I want to go in armed. I research the market. So what is the market doing? How are pays in the market? What do your roles look like? What are the job descriptions as well? Like, what are actually people doing for that kind of bandwidth of pay? The cost to hire someone, understanding how much it's going to cost your company to hire or rehire you. I like to write down what value I'm adding, not necessarily just what I'm doing for a role, but also the intangible stuff. So what do I bring into the culture? What do I do as extracurriculars? So, you know, what do I do to make the company better, not just my team or my role better?
It should be a continuous thing. So I think that when you, let's say, join a new team, you're setting your objectives with your manager, or you're having regular check-ins, do not be shy. If you feel like you want to get to that next promotion in 6 months, speak to them about it now and say, what are your expectations? Not in terms of pay review, but just in terms of, if I want to get promoted to my next role, what are the things you want me to do or what expect? I would approach it holistically with all the objectives and achievements or whatever you've done, but be transparent about what your expectations are in terms of pay.
And when preparing yourself for this conversation, we know that you should be thinking along these lines too.
Right, well, I want this promotion. What are the attributes that are going to let me be or enable me to be successful in that role? Now, it might not be the attributes that you're demonstrating, and that's not because you don't have them. It's just because your existing role doesn't require you to demonstrate them.
So when that happens, you should be thoughtful around your manager's point of view.
And I think from a management perspective, I often sit there and think, why should this person get more money? What is the business going to get back for that? And as the employee, you need to think about that mindset that the other person across the table is going to be thinking about, because there are a lot of different pressures that they're thinking about that you might not necessarily be considering. You're thinking about your own pay pack. You're thinking about feeling valued yourself. You're thinking about your own career and you're thinking about those aspirations. But your manager's thinking about an awful lot more. They're thinking about the team. They're thinking about the business. They're thinking about how those all interact with one another.
And of course, building a network of supporters around you, giving them evidence, examples, and case studies of your successes.
It's up to you as an individual to own your career. I think what it really taught me was that you have to have what I call personally, and I tell my mentees, the four pillars of your career support. So you need to have a line manager, you need to have a champion, you need to have a mentor, and you need to have a coach. That way, if you have one of those pillars is weak, the others will come into the conversation and support you and have a really well-rounded conversation.
So when it comes to your pay, your value, your contribution to the team, here are some final thoughts.
So it's important to listen, it's important to understand the context, and it's important to also speak your mind in a polite, transparent way. And hopefully you've had that conversation with your manager 6 months ago.
What I would say is that in those conversations, and it's not necessarily about shouting loudest, but I think by doing your homework and actually presenting a logical and data-led discussion about pay and what your package looks like.
The conversation shouldn't be a battle. It should be about negotiating and discussing about what makes you feel valued.
This series is about advocacy, advocating for you and advocating for others so that you can truly walk the talk. If you want to share your insights on what you think real advocacy looks like, please do get in touch to join our Advocate Series.